我们请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning to all of our beloved brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神又让我们能够来亲近他，敬拜他。
We thank God for allowing us the opportunity to draw closer to Him and worship Him.
好，那早上我们在祷告之前小弟想再一次的跟我们来分享有关。我们所面对信仰的挑战。
And before we pray, I would like to share again with everybody, facing the challenges of faith.
那我们所要来分享的是爱心上的艰难。
And the challenges that I would like to share about are the challenges of love.
那我们在前一天礼拜五早上的时候小弟跟我们分享的是在信心上的艰难。
On Friday morning, I shared about the challenges of faith.
那我们早上我们要来分享的是爱心上的艰难。
And so today I would like to share about the challenges of love.
我们来看马太福音24章的12节。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音24章12节，
Matthew chapter 24, verse 12.
十二节只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
我们今天对我们已经信主的人来说这个爱心。也是我们一个信仰上的挑战。
Today, for those of us who have already believed, love is also a challenge.
我们要爱谁呢？
Who do we need to
我
love?
们对于所爱的人，我们的爱心要做到什么样的程度才可以呢？
And to what degree are we supposed to love those people?
曾经有个弟兄他分享说，他这个不久之前搬来的一个这个一户新的移民呢。
There was a brother who recently shared that he recently immigrated.
那我们都晓得在国外能够有这个这个家乡来的人我们都是很高兴的。
And of course, for someone to come from to come is very joyful for us.
更何况是我们的这个弟兄姐妹。
Even more so, him being one of our brothers and sisters.
但是这个高兴没有多久就渐渐变成一种负担了。
But not long afterwards, this joy turned into a burden.
因为这个刚移民的这一户新的同龄他们因为这个还没有身份所以他们在很多生活上都需要人帮助。
Because this newly immigrated brother needed a lot of help.
比如说这个日常生活上要买东西呀。
For example, needing help buying things.
还有要到这个这个政府机关办一切的这个有关这个移民的事情。
As well as helping with government services to get his visa and citizenship.
那孩子要念书所以要健康检查要到学校报到、认识环境等等。
And his children also needed to go to school, so they needed medical checkups, and they needed to be able to go to the school to see it.
那这个新移民的这个家庭也没有车辆所以都需要人家来接送他。
And this newly immigrated family didn't have a car, so they needed people to drive them everywhere.
那我们这个弟兄甚至说几乎已经做到这个随口随到
And for this newly immigrated brother,
哦，这、就是我们的弟兄哦，对这个新移民的这一户哦信徒的帮助啊，已经做到了哦，电话一到，马上人就去了。
For our brother who is helping this person, every time the phone rang, he was there.
哦，啊，但是这个也啊，确实打乱了他们原本啊，这个已经这个 routine 了哈的这个家庭生活。
But this really destroyed their family routine.
哦，因为自己要上班啊，自己啊，这个也有小孩要接送，啊，自己也有自己生活上的 schedule。
Because he had his own schedule to follow. He still had to work and he also had to pick up his kids.
哦，那所以到底要帮助到什么样的程度
And so, to what degree should we help others?
啊？哦，那这个这样的帮助，哦，如果说好几个家啊，哦，好几户一起来帮忙哈，哦，就比较轻松啊，哦。但是因为在这个新移民的同龄哈，住在他家附近就只有我们弟兄这一户啊，所以所有的担子都落在我们弟兄身上哦。
And of course, it would be easier if there were multiple families taking care of them. But because he was the only one that was living close to them, he was the one who was taking all of the burden.
哦，所以啊，这个弟兄就说哦，时间一久了，哦，这个爱心也麻痹了，哦，笑容也不见了。
And so over time, his love grew numb. And his smiles faded away.
哦，那这个新移民过来的这个这一户这个同龄啊，有时候也会有一些埋怨说在国外的。弟兄姐妹，不如在台湾有爱心。
And sometimes this newly immigrated brother and his family would complain, saying that the people here don't seem to have the same love. As they do in Taiwan.
哦，让这个帮助他的哦，帮助他们的我们的这一户这个弟兄更是受到伤害。
And that really hurt the brother that was helping this family out.
哦，真的喊的哈，这个我累了，好人难为
And he said that I'm tired and it's hard to be a good person.
啊。哦，相信我们弟兄姐妹或许也有曾经经历过。
And perhaps this is something that our brothers and sisters have experienced in the past as well.
好，那另外还有个例子就是面对这个流浪汉向我们。这个要钱呢，要帮助的时候。
And there's another example for when other people ask us for help or for money.
曾经有个教会这个 homeless 流浪汉直接这个进到教会来。
In the past, there was a homeless person who came into the
请
church,
求教会能够提供他能够帮助他。
asking the church to help him.
能够让他有地方能够这个住。
To give him a place to stay.
能够带他去买一点东西帮助他。
And to buy a few things to help him.
那负责人就想说先带他去带他去这个超市去买买东西好了。
And so the council asked him to, or brought thought to brought him, bring him to the grocery store
那
first.
没想到在超市里头上演了很好笑的一幕。
But at the grocery store, something very funny happened.
这个流浪汉见什么就拿什么而且专挑那些最贵的牛排啦，这个海鲜呐，
And that was that the homeless person, he grabbed everything that he could see, and everything he grabbed was very expensive.
那我们这个同龄当这个流浪汉拿了什么放在推车里头我们的弟兄就赶快再把它放回去。
And so every time the homeless person grabbed something, our brother would put it back.
后来这个流浪汉生气的， 就骂我们弟兄说你没有爱心呢。
And then afterwards, the homeless person grew angry and he yelled at the brother saying, you have no love.
哦，我们弟兄哦就回答他说啊，我吃的都没有你好啊。
And our brother replied him saying, even I don't eat as well as you wanted to.
哦，你说挑那些高级的、哦、昂贵的食品啊，而且你挑这些海鲜、这些好、哦、这些啊、哦生的哈、哦，这些牛肉啊、哦，你要怎么保存呢、啊、
？And he said, you're picking all of the nice steaks, the seafood, but all of these things are raw. So how are you going to keep them?
哦，你那个披萨一下子拿了好几盒啊，请问你一次吃得下那么多吗？
And you grab so many pizzas, how are you going to eat all of them?
哦，那对方啊、哦、也是哦，很啊、哦、理直气壮的回答，我也不是我自己吃啊，我还要哈、哦、分给别人呢、啊。
And he said, well, I'm not going to eat it myself. I'm going to give it to others as well.
哦，你们是教会，你们要有爱心。
You guys are a church. You should have more love.
哦，那我们、哦、这弟兄哦，这个负责人呢、啊？哦，真的哦，快要晕倒了，真的不晓得要怎么帮助啊。
And so, this brother, didn't know what to do.
哦，所以后来啊，只好啊、哦，硬下心呐、啊，啊、哦，告诉他说，我们教会没有办法帮助你啊、哦，请你去找啊、哦、这个政府的单位帮助。
And so, in the end, he said, we aren't able to help you. Please, go find government services.
哦，当然，对方也是很生气，气愤愤的离开了。
And so this person, this homeless person, was very angry, and he left.
哦，所以就像这样的问题呀、啊，啊、哦、啊，爱心啊、哦，到底要做到怎么样的程度啊
？And so this is really a question: to what degree do we need to love others?
哦，那到底呀、啊，啊、要向谁来啊、哦、施行这个爱心呢、啊？
And to who should our love be directed towards?
啊、哦，这个有一次哈、哦，啊、有一个律法师来试探耶稣。
In the past, there was a teacher of the law who came to test Jesus.
啊、哦，我们来看这一段哈、哦，啊，在路加福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章二十五节到三十七节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25. 5 to 37.
哦，来看哈、哦，二十五节说有一个律法师啊、哦、起来试探耶稣说啊，说夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？二十六，耶稣对他说啊，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？二十七，他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。二十八节，耶稣说啊，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。二十九，那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说啊，谁是我的邻舍呢？三十节，耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去了他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。三十一节，偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。三十二，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。三十三，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。三十四，上前用油和酒、哦、倒在他的伤处，包裹好了、哦、扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。三十五，第二天拿出两钱银子来交给店主说啊，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你啊。三十六，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？三十七，他说啊，是怜悯他的啊。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。这是我们很熟悉的好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
So this is a parable we're very familiar with, the parable of the Good Samaritan.
哦，那它起因是因为、哦、这个律法师、哦、来试探耶稣啊， 要做什么才能够承受永生。
And Jesus spoke this parable because a lawyer came to Jesus to test him.
那主耶稣并没有回答他， 反而是反问他，反问他律法上是怎么写，那你是怎么学的？
And Jesus did not directly answer him, but instead returned to him a question, asking him, what is written in the law, and what is your reading of it?
那这个律法师，他就自问自答了，他说，要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽力爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And so the lawyer answered, saying, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
那耶稣说，你答得很好，你这样行就能得永生。
And Jesus answered him, saying, you have answered rightly, do this and you will live.
这个律法师啊，他发现被主耶稣将了一军啊，所以他为了要证明自己有理啊，就问了耶稣这么一个问题，说谁是我的邻舍？
But this lawyer wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor?
要尽心尽性尽力尽力爱主你的神，这我们都知道，因为神只有一位，所以我们都知道那个对象是谁。
When we talk about loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, this is very easy because we know there is only one God for us to love.
但是要爱邻舍，那到底谁是邻舍，能够让我去贯彻律法的要求？
But if we are told to love our neighbors, who is our neighbor so that we will be able to fulfill the law?
这确实是很难回答。
And this is a difficult question.
就像我们一开始所举的那个例子一样。
It's just like the examples that we talked about.
我们爱人到底要爱到什么样的程度？
To what degree do we need to love others?
所以在这里也是一样，谁是我的邻舍？
And so this is a similar question. Who is my neighbor?
是我隔壁的邻居吗？
Is my neighbor the person who lives?
那隔壁的算不算呢？
What about the person who lives two houses down?
那我的社区的邻居算不算呢？
Do they have to live in my neighborhood?
那如果整个area通通都算我的邻舍，都需要我去帮忙，那我哪受得了啊？
And if everybody who lives in my neighborhood qualifies as my neighbor, then that's too much.
因为如果说只要是有需要帮助的都是我们的邻舍，说起来容易，但做起来却不可能。
And so if everybody who is my neighbor needs my help, it's easy to say this, but it's very difficult to be able to help them all.
所以到底谁是我的邻舍？
So who is my neighbor?
所以主耶稣就讲了这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And so in reply, Jesus spoke the parable of the Good Samaritan.
在这个比喻当中，针对那个需要帮助的人，有三个，这个一个是祭司长，一个是祭司，一个是利未人，一个是撒玛利亚人，但是唯有那个撒玛利亚人愿意帮助。
And so there was a person, a man who needed help, and there were three people, a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan, but it was only the Samaritan who actually stopped to help.
不但及时给他帮助，而且还带到旅店来照顾他。
And so not only did he bandage his wounds, but he also brought him to a place to stay.
而且还拿出钱吩咐店主说请店主代为照顾，那所花费的一切他会负责的。
And he paid the innkeeper, saying to him to take care of the Samaritan and to take care of the man, and if there was any more that he spent, he would pay him back later.
所以最后耶稣就问这个试探他的这个律法师说说你想这三个人里头哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍？
And so Jesus asked the lawyer, which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
因为邻舍要帮助邻舍嘛。
Because neighbors needed to help neighbors.
那这个律法师想了想就回答耶稣说说是那个怜悯他的。
And the lawyer answered Jesus saying, he who showed mercy on him.
哪一个是怜悯他的？
And who was the one who showed mercy?
就是那一个撒玛利亚人。
It was the Samaritan.
所以从这一个主耶稣所设的比喻可以让我们去想。
And so this parable that Jesus spoke, is worthy for us to reflect.
今天我们施行爱心的对象也好，或者是我们施行爱心的程度也好。
Whether it is, who we need to love or to what degree we need to love them.
不在于我们去定义说到底是谁才是我们应当去帮助的。
It's not really based on, a definition of who we need to go and help.
因为任何的定义都会失去爱的这个真正的内涵。
Because all of these definitions, will lack the essence of love.
那爱就不变成爱，爱就会变成什么？变成 duty， 变成责任。
And in that case, love is no longer love, but is just duty or responsibility.
你为什么要帮他？因为这是我的责任。
So why do you help this person? It's because it's my responsibility.
如果不是我的责任，我就不需要帮他。
And if it's not my responsibility, then I will not help them.
那这就不是爱了。
And this is no longer love.
那这个爱是一个很直接的，就是怜悯而已。
And love is very simple. It has to do with mercy.
你为什么要帮他？你跟他一点关系都没有啊。
Why do you help this person? You don't even know him.
因为他很可怜所以我帮他。
Because he's very pitiful, he needs help.
就是这么简单。
It's that simple.
不是说因为他是我们的信徒所以我帮他。那不是信徒就可以不帮吗？
Yeah, so it's not because, this person is a member of the church. So if someone is outside of the church, should we not help them?
因为他是慕道者，所以我帮他。那如果他不是慕道者，就任他死掉吗？
I help him because he's a true seeker. So if he's not a true seeker, do we just leave them to die?
我想爱应该是没有理由的。
I think love, does not have to have a reason.
就是很单纯，就是我怜悯他。
And it's just very simple. I have compassion on him.
那再来我们看到这个撒玛利亚人对这个受伤的人的帮助。
And we can also see the help that the Samaritan gave this person.
无论是当场的包裹或带到旅店去甚至到后来答应要负责一切的开销都是这一个撒玛利亚人他所付得起的。
For the Samaritan, whether it was, the cleaning and bandaging of his wounds, or bringing him to the inn, or paying for the innkeeper to take care of him, all of these things were, able to be given by the Samaritan.
都是不但付得起，也是他愿意的。
And not only was he able, but he was willing.
所以同样的今天呢，我们到底我们爱心要施行到什么样的程度，也是同样的道理。
And, for ourselves, if we have the question to what degree I need to love others, we can follow this example.
在你能力范围以内。
Within our what is within our power.
就好像说你对自己的帮助一样。
As if you were helping yourself.
对自己的帮助也是在自己能力范围以内。
So whatever we would be able to help is within our ability.
这就是律法上的要求，爱邻舍如同自己。
And this is the requirement of the law to love our neighbors as ourselves.
所以原来我们在实行我们爱心的时候。
And so when we act out our love,
就是很单纯的 怜悯。
It is very simple, to show
哦，
compassion.
还有哦，就是像爱我们自己一样来爱对方。
And to love others as we love ourselves.
哦，这样就已经完成律法的要求。
This fulfills the requirements of the law.
哦，就能够承受永生了。
And we will be able to inherit eternal life.
哦，所以如果当爱，哦，是我们无法承担，啊，而导致我们变成仇恨的话，啊，那这样的爱不是我们所，啊，不是神所要我们去承担的爱。
And if this love is something that eventually turns into hatred, then it is not something that God wants us to have.
哦，因为他已经失去了怜悯了。
Because there is no longer
哦，
compassion or mercy.
变成一种重担
And it instead turns into a burden.
了。哦，并且他已经超出自己，哦，像爱自己的那种能力的范围之外
And this is outside of our ability to love.
了。哦，啊，不再哦，让我们因着啊，哦，这个实行爱心，能够拥有哦，带给自己喜乐。
And it is not something that will be able to bring us joy when we love others.
好，所以盼望我们的分享啊，也能够提供我们弟兄姐妹啊，在面对这个爱心啊，这个信仰的一个挑战。
And so I hope that this sharing will be able to help our brothers and sisters, in facing the challenge of love.
哦，知道应该要怎么做，要做到什么样的程度。
And so we know what we ought to do and to what degree we need to do it.
好，那我们就跟大家一起勉励到这边。
And so, our encouragement concludes here.
好，那我们接下来就要来祷告。
And now we will pray together.
好，我们祷告的时候，我们继续为我们今天一切的圣礼来祷告。
And we pray for the sacraments that will be taking place today.
哦，求主耶稣与我们同在。
We ask the Lord Jesus to abide with us.
好，那我们现在就一起同心跪下来祷告。
Now let's all kneel down and pray together.